I can't believe this all happened just a few days ago. Every time I think about it, though, I get absolutely soaked. I won't give my name, and I've changed the names of others to protect them. Telling it is going to make me so horny, but I need to tell someone. I'm just glad this is online and anonymous. You probably won't believe it anyway. I may be remembering some of the dialogue wrong, but you'll still get the picture. I was on my way to a family Christmas get-together with my cousin, Maria. Maria isn't really my cousin. She was a foster kid of my aunt's from the age of 11, and my aunt ended up adopting her. We became really close. So close that we ended up getting a place together in another city when Maria found a job there. On this trip, however, we got so much closer, and I don't know if anything will ever be the same again. Driving down the highway, we ended up having car trouble. Some kind of belt thingy problem, I think. I don't know anything about cars. We were stranded and not getting cell phone reception, not knowing what to do, and still several hours from where we needed to be. The car had gone off of the road and into a snow embankment. We couldn't get it unstuck and thought we might freeze to death. We waited and waited for someone to come along, but hardly anyone ever did, and most that did just drove on by like we weren't there. Maria said maybe we should flash the drivers to get their attention, but I told her I wasn't about to do that, especially not in barely above 0-degree weather. We finally got back into the car and curled up to each other. It was just our luck that Maria's heater stopped working. We thought this might be the end. It was kind of funny that we were curled up to each other. I could feel Maria's heaving chest rubbing on me a little and started to get turned on. This was my cousin, or almost cousin, or whatever you want to call her. Plus, I'd only ever done something with another woman a couple of times in my life, and both times I'd been drinking. I didn't think of women that way, so why was I getting aroused, I wondered. Evil thoughts started to creep into my head, but at least I wasn't thinking about the cold anymore. I began to think maybe I could convince Maria to let me put my hands under her shirt to warm them up, or maybe even somewhere else. I hated myself for having these thoughts. After a long while of that, a really bright light started shining right into the rearview mirror. I turned around and saw that a really big pickup truck was parked a little way behind us, blinding us with its lights.